Haiti's got a chance. Best chance in my lifetime. Haiti has good leaders. Haiti's got a good plan. The people have the ability and the determination to carry out the plan. Only you can give them the capacity to do it.
Former President Bill Clinton has a new job, special envoy to Haiti, on behalf of the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Haiti remains the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere and one of the most democracy-challenged. Its fortunes took an additional battering after hurricanes and other storms during the last year. Bill Clinton and Haiti, you know, have a long ambivalent history. As president, Clinton ordered U.S. troops into Haiti to restore an elected president after a military coup. He got hammered in this country, you may remember, for putting American lives at risk for no American gain. But follow-up was poor after President Aristide was reinstalled, and a lot of Haitians came to resent Bill Clinton. Maybe he's going back to take care of unfinished business. Here he is again, speaking about Haiti in March.
I think we should have two simple goals. One is to make sure that this good government gets through the year and meets their budget shortfall. Mother Nature dealt them a terrible blow after they had a great 2007. No one could have foreseen it, and they cannot deal with it without our support. The second goal we ought to have is a big one. We ought to commit ourselves to working together to help them create 150 to 200,000 jobs over the next 2 to 3 years. They can do that.
With us now, Gary Pierre Pierre, editor and publisher of the Haitian Times, based here in New York. He's also the host of the show Independent Sources on CUNY TV. And Haitian listeners, what do you think of Bill Clinton? Call us up. We're opening the phones right away here. Tell us what you think of Bill Clinton and what you would like him to do as UN Special Envoy. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Hi, Gary. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian.
What's the mission? What's the former president going to Haiti to do?
Well, I'm not sure what his mission is. But I think if anything he needs to do is really, he's mentioned that what the government needs to do is balance his budget and finish out its term. That's fine. But I think that doesn't solve the problem. I take one issue with the former president when we said that Haiti has good leaders. I think it's precisely the opposite. One of the problems of Haiti is lack of leadership. A lot of things have been made about the devastating effect of these hurricanes. Of course, that goes without saying. But remember, 4 years ago, Gonaïves, the third or fourth largest city in the country, was submerged underwater after a tropical forest rainstorm. Not much has been done to stop it. So 4 years later, we were right back where we were. So it's a cycle, and we need to break that cycle. And I think what he needs to do is talk about an education plan for the country. Right now, we have a severe brain drain. The country cannot educate enough people to take leadership position. We all leave after getting some experience. So therefore, we need to have enough of an educated workforce to really get whatever work that needs to be done, done.
How do Haitians feel about Bill Clinton? And we'll ask some of our callers who are calling in, but in general, people in Haiti, living in country, are they grateful for the military intervention of the 1990s and the physical and political risks that he took for that, or more angry that things were left undone?
Well, I think it depends on where you come down on in a country. If you are poor and love Aristide, yes, of course, you have a very high regard for Bill Clinton. If you're part of the ruling elite, you resent him because, on the one hand, what he did there, I mean, I don't think we've analyzed yet the effect that had, because he forced Aristide on the elite, which repudiated him twice now, okay? And so, but Aristide needed him to go all the way. But, you know, he cut and run, to use the former President Bush's term, and left under heavy Republican criticism. Some of it were legitimate, and most of it was not. And so he did a major disservice. And like you say in your intro, perhaps this is his way to get it right this time. And I'm hoping that he does.
When you say he cut and run after 2 years following the invasion, what would not cutting and running have been? What would the United States have stayed and done in the Clinton administration that they didn't do?
Well, nation building, essentially, and this is what we're still talking about here. I mean, I remember I was with the New York Times covering the invasion, interviewing a military officer about the situation, and this is the quote that he gave me. We want to get this right because we don't want to be back here 10 years later. And 10 years later, the U.S. Marines were back in Haiti restoring or ushering out a democratically elected president. So, you know, it was a mockery of a situation. And remember also, Brian, Haiti was Bill Clinton's first foray into a foreign policy. That was where he staked his foreign policy experience on. And he didn't finish that job, and it's unfortunate.
Haitian Americans, what do you think of Bill Clinton, and what should he do now that he's the U.N. Special Envoy to Haiti? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Mari in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm a Haitian American, and I was there about 8 months ago, and what I witnessed was just heartbreaking. I think what they need is someone totally new. And maybe a Haitian American as an envoy, as opposed to Bill Clinton. It's just basically the same old regime, revisiting the same old wounds. We don't need a Band-Aid over there. We need a surgeon, a skilled surgeon, to remove the political situation there, because it's always the same thing. We're talking the same thing that we talked 20 years ago.
Mari, thank you very much. And I think Claudine is going to make a similar point. Claudine, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, thanks, Brian. Love your show.
Thank you.
I've got to concur with Mari there. I'm also a Haitian American from the outside looking in, and I've been there. I was last there in 2005, and it's incredibly depressing to think about how this country is degenerated. And I look at the announcement of Clinton as the envoy with a bit of wariness. It's just another American politician claiming to go in and save Haiti. Haiti is not going to be saved by American politics. It's going to be saved by education. It's going to be saved by infrastructure development. It's going to be saved by rebuilding the agricultural economy, getting people out of Port-au-Prince and back into their local provinces and rebuilding those communities and those cities. It's not going to happen with, you know, a lot of speech and pomp. That's the problem in Haiti, is that we have a lot of politicians and not a lot of government. And I just, you know, I hope that I'm wrong, but I just don't have any strong feelings of positivity about it.
Claudine, let me follow up by asking you this. I gather that the Clinton Global Initiative will be involved in this assignment, which sounds to me like it'll mean tying private philanthropy to his public posting as UN envoy. If he does bring with him a lot of money and the kind of whatever the philanthropic recipients of that turn out to be, infrastructure or whatever, does that change it at all for you?
It does, but it really depends on where that money goes and how it's managed. There's always been a lack of accountability in Haitian government as well as the nonprofits there. And so when you have an influx of money in a place that is so poor, that has such a history of corruption where it's endemic, there's really that, you know, there's that temptation to say, well, you know, the money's here. Let's see if the oligarchy is going to, you know, take it and put it in their pockets
right
again.
Claudine, thank you very much for your call. Mark in Queens is a little more bullish on this assignment. Hi, Mark. You're on WNYC.
Hi, sir. I absolutely agree with the president, President Clinton. I think he has been helping Haiti for the past 10 years. And I think his initiative is going to be good for the country. In terms of the government, I think the government has been making a lot of progress. The only thing missing in Haiti is economic development and also education. So I think if we receive the help that we need, we should be doing good.
Mark, what do you say to the last two callers? You're not surprised by their skepticism, are you?
I'm not totally surprised because, you know, and I'm 25 years old now, and Haiti has an history of being, you know, getting help from the international community and using them for something else. But at the same time, you have to understand now, and Haiti, the government is trying his best to do what is right. And I think the international community should be there for them. And I think this is exactly what President Clinton is saying. For instance, we've been making a lot of progress in terms of education and infrastructure. And then the U.S. Aid from President Bush has been helping us a lot on this. And I think the United States has been a great helper, as well as France and Canada. And I think right now is the time for us to take the leadership and move on toward development.
Thank you very much, Mark. As we continue to take calls from Haitian Americans on the news that President Bill Clinton, former President Clinton, has a new job, special envoy to Haiti on behalf of the U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. We're talking with our guest, as well as you, Gary Pierre-Pierre, editor and publisher of The Haitian Times. Gary, are you surprised? And I could keep going up and down the board, which is full, and taking people who sound like the first two calls and people who sound like Mark on the role of the international community and skepticism or love for Bill Clinton. Does this surprise you?
No, it doesn't. I think I agree wholeheartedly with the first two callers. I mean, hence the problem. I think, and the UN would never send a Haitian, anybody of Haitian ancestry to Haiti. It's almost a policy of them. In fact, you know, they'll send a Haitian to the Congo, and they'll send a Congolese to Haiti. Somehow, if you have sort of ancestral ties to the place, you're not fit to help the place, which is counterintuitive and contradictory to me, but that seems to be their policy. I think, you know, most Haitian Americans, most of us who grew up here, have some visceral attachment to it, are pretty much frustrated with what's going on, and we feel powerless about helping when we could.
And Raj in New Jersey wants to see Bill Clinton, I think. Hi, Raj.
Hi, Brian. I think it's a great pick. I think the country needs an outside voice.
What do you want him to do?
Hold the people in charge accountable. I think I've been going to Haiti the last 2 years. At least twice a year, and I have seen some progress. More could be done. I think Clinton is a great pick.
All right. Thank you very much. And Gary, let me ask you about the global initiative. The Clinton Global Initiative, I read, will be involved in this assignment. Does it mean tying private philanthropy to this public posting?
Well, I think, you know, what Haiti needs is a meaningful development. Philanthropy has not helped much. And some of the callers have alluded to that, the education. And this is something that's huge. I mean, the education system in Haiti is terrible, and it mirrors the country from kindergarten to the university level. You have about 1 million high school students graduating for roughly 500 universities thought in the state system, university system, and that just doesn't function. You have a whole host of kids graduating high school with no future whatsoever, and hence, you know, they become criminals, or they just become antisocial, and that's why you see the last several years burgeoning crime rate, alcoholism rate, a lot of problems because there is no hope. And I think we have to underscore education more than anything else. Forget the aid. The aid has been aided, over-aided, if you will, you know, with philanthropy. We need meaningful, sustainable development.
So clearly you do disagree with President Clinton on this, because here he is talking in March about the role of NGOs, non-governmental organizations, or the philanthropy in Haiti.
The third point I want to make is one from my current life, and that is that the NGOs and private donors can play a major role in Haiti's redevelopment if their actions are coordinated with the government of Haiti, with the programs undertaken and the assistance given by governments and multilaterals. We can make a big difference.
Last call, Adina in Irvington. What do you think of Bill Clinton? What do you want him to do?
I think it would be great. It's absolutely wonderful for Haiti because, for example, right now you have a show about Haiti all because of Bill Clinton being an envoy to Haiti. I think what's going to happen is Bill Clinton is going to bring the attention to the vast amount of problem that Haiti faces. He's not going to solve every problem, I assure you that. But he will make people aware. Like, for right now, your listeners are being made aware of the problems in Haiti because of the simple national attention that Bill Clinton is going to bring to the problem in Haiti.
And that's where we leave it. And you know what, Adina? We're going to give you the last word in this segment. So Thanks to all of our Haitian American callers for chiming in. You can keep having this conversation on our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show for the Bill Clinton and Haiti segment discussion board. And we thank Ari Pierre-Pierre, editor and publisher of the Haitian Times, based here in New York, and host of the show Independent Sources on CUNY TV. Gary, thanks again.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay tuned.